We continue with Mishnah Berurah Man Yomei Hilchos Tefilah Siman Kuf Yud Zayin Siv Beis. Says the Mechaber, Umihu im Be'eretz Achas Kula Hatzrichim Matur B'mos HaChama. If there is an entire country that requires rain during the summer months, Ta'a B'yachid V'shalom Matur B'rechos Hashanim. If somebody made a mistake, and because they thought they needed rain during that time, they said V'sein Talo Matur, in the middle of Barich Aleinu, Imrotze Choser Mispala B'Torah Nadava B'Losh Eli Birkas Hashanim, they can go back to recite Shmona Esrei again B'Torah Nadava, meaning after they should finish their Shmona Esrei entirely, and then if they want, they can daven again as a voluntary tefillah. Aval Einu Mechuyav Lachzor Klal, but they are not required to go back if they don't want to. So the Ber Halacha has a lot of commentary on this halacha, and a summary of the Ber Halacha will be that if you have a land which requires rain in the summer, or in Chutzlars between Zayin Cheshvan and December 4th, and there was no stoppage of rain, if somebody said V'sein Talamata during Baruch Aleinu, then they should go back and daven again and have it on condition that if they weren't Yotzei the Tefillah yet, then this should count, and if not, then it should not. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, says that nowadays we do not daven B'Torah Nedava anymore, and therefore one should not go back and daven again, especially as the Ramah says that one is not required to go back if they don't want to. If you have a land, the Ber Halacha continues. If you have a land which their times are flipped, the time when it's the summer months in Eretz Yisrael, it's the winter months in that land. Something like Australia, we have the same issues in Brazil, where even the rain would be damaging to them during the months when it's not supposed to rain. So still, most poskim paskin that one should still say V'sein Talo Matur as Eretz Yisrael does. But if they want, they're allowed to say V'sein Talo Matur during their winter months, meaning during Eretz Yisrael's summer months, when we don't say V'sein Talo Matur, they would be allowed to say V'sein Talo Matur during the bracha of Shomei Tefillah. So they should act as the rest of the world during the rest of the world's winter months and say V'sein Talo Matur during Baruch Aleinu, and then they should say V'sein Talo Matur during Shomei Tefillah. If the rain is damaging to them, though, during the winter months of Eretz Yisrael, then they should say V'sein, they can say V'sein bracha the entire year if they want, because it is damaging to them, and then when they need rain, they can say V'sein Talo Matur during Shomei Tefillah. There was a whole long back and forth at a certain point with Rav Nachman Adler and the Rav Yitzchak Elchanan about lands like Australia, when they should say V'sein Talo Matur, and is the rain damaging, is it not the rain damaging, they need to make sure they get the facts right. So if that's shayach to you, one should consult the posek on how to act. Siv Gimel, im shalom matar rimos hachama machzirno. So if you said V'sein Talo Matur during the summer months, after Pesach, when you're not supposed to say V'sein Talo Matur, so you need to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, if you finished Shmona Esrei. However, if you did not finish Shmona Esrei yet, then you can go back to Baruch Aleinu. Even if you realize before you finish the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. Don't go back to V'sein Talo Matur. Don't say V'sein Talo Matur just in the middle of the bracha. Rather, go back to Baruch Aleinu, as opposed to what we saw by Mashav Aruach, where you could recite Mashav Aruach in the middle of the paragraph at any point. Baruch Aleinu, you should go back to the beginning of the bracha. If you said the Shem Hashem, if you said Baruch Ata Hashem, you're about to say Baruch Hashanim, the Chayyadim says that you should say Lamdeni Chukecha and then go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu instead of finishing the Bracha and then going back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu, as you're doing the same thing, so it's better not to say the Shem Hashem Levatala.